Blog Talk Radio.
There is a watchman on the wall, bringing forth the written word of God to one and all. Are you getting ready? Will you stand or will you fall? Listen to the watchman on the wall. Listen to the watchman on the wall. Listen to the watchman on the wall.
Rise and shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. A new day has dawned. All over the earth, men and women are arising. It's time for the sons of God to awake. It is a day of justice, recompense, restoration, revival, and resurrection power.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to this miraculous moment, and that is exactly what today's radio broadcast is going to be concerning. God is revealing things. There are secrets that are being unveiled. They are being revealed to the heart of men, and I'm going to ask you right now, wherever you are, to pay very close attention to what I'm about to share with you today. In just a moment, my beloved wife, Patricia Joy Xavier, will be joining me on the air, but what I am about to share with you is from the very heart of the Father. I believe that the listeners that are out here who know me, who understand that my wife and I, Patricia, have been serving the Lord together in a full-time capacity for 27 years now, that we are the real deal. We are genuine. We are not false. We are very genuine vessels that God has poured into and pours out of. And I'm telling you that what you are about to hear is probably the most important thing that I've ever shared. And we have shared some pretty important and amazing things. And one of the things that I have desired more than anything in our ministry is balance, because we know that we are sowing a lot of information, a lot of revelation. There's a tremendous amount of impartation by the Spirit of God, but we have always desired to be balanced. And I mean balance. I mean as far as the left you can go is as far as the right we could go. Now, I'm not talking politics here. I'm just showing that an equal balance is the most important thing to our ministry. And I am going to share with you today the Father's heart. I'm talking about the God who created heaven and earth, that if he chose to be complicated, none of us would figure, we wouldn't have a clue. And we still, most of us, don't have a clue, right? But the little bit that we have received and that which he has revealed to us, the wisdom through the scriptures and the baptism of the Holy Spirit, has brought us into a place of knowing things that the smartest intellects in the world cannot know. Come on now. If you're born again and know Jesus and have the wisdom of the Word of God, you are more intelligent than the majority of people on the planet. And the Father of all creation, Lord Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, by him all things were created, for him, et cetera, et cetera. So I'm telling you that God is going to say something to you today. And it is coming straight from his heart at this very moment. And if there's any delay in your heart to this moment, you're going to miss it. If you allow yourself to get distracted, you're going to miss it. And this is a word to the womb of your heart and is your womb right now. See, right now is a very precise moment for the womb of your heart. Get gender out of the way. But I'm telling you, you are about to get pregnant with the Word of God. You are about to conceive and you need to position yourself right now. You need to open your heart to God's Word and you need to let the prophetic unction complement that Word right now by giving life to it, by giving essence to it, by giving interpretation to it. This is the will of God for you today. And I'm telling you, as your womb receives, as you are in the position to conceive the seed, the Word of God into your heart, there is going to be a fulfillment, and we need to talk about it. It is so rich, I am shaking. I am so deeply concerned that the Spirit of God will bring forth this revelation to your heart and mind today so that nothing is missed. No seed will fall to the ground. That this seed that is going through these airwaves right now is penetrating someone's heart and their good soil and the prepared soil, not the cares of this world, not the deceitfulness of riches, not the offense, not the busyness, not the distraction. But right now, it's like going into the bedroom with your spouse, your loved one, and setting that time aside and having that intimacy with one another. I'm telling you, something great is ready to happen in your heart as you receive this Word of God. This is the conception moment, and it is imperative. I'm telling you, it is imperative what you're about to hear. And then, you know, when this moment is over, go about your business, but set your heart aside right now to hear the Word of God, for this is a Rhema moment. This is a moment that is a miraculous moment in the economy of God, and I need to express to you, you know, what is going on. Pastor Vince, what's going on? Well, I'm going to tell you, first of all, this morning, I woke up and I was praying, and I said, Lord, there's got to be more than what we're talking about. I mean, I know that you're telling us to share information about things going on, and we've even blessed people with prophetic words and all that, but Lord, there's something, there's a stone unturned. There's a secret that has not yet been revealed, and I was praying this way. God, there's something right now new, something fresh. I received some new stuff that I want to share with you before the end of this broadcast. It's going to be very important about what's going on in Paris, France right now, and it's going to connect to a lot of stuff. But I just was looking for that rim, and all of a sudden, God opened my heart. He opened my mind, and one of the nuggets had appeared in the Word of God, and it was so complimentary to where Patricia and I were this weekend. We took our Sabbath day. Patricia and I were laying in bed, and we were just reading and reading scripture, just tons of scripture, reading. And I happened to be reading several chapters in the Gospel of John. And I'm going to tell you the mystery here in just a moment, but your homework this week, okay? I'm going to lightly touch upon it, but your homework is to read from John chapter 13 all the way to the end of John chapter 17. I want you to be there. I want you to immerse yourself in John chapter 13 through John chapter 17. That's where we were, and we saw something, and we noted it, and we spoke into it, and then what happened this morning to complement it, and then the revelation to bring understanding to what God is saying, and it is for you. I wouldn't care if there was one person listening right now that had an open heart and was ready to receive the Word of God, because you are about to be impregnated in your heart, and your faith right now in the Word of God is imperative. So you got a good, clean heart? Got all the debris out of the way, all the obstacles? Let's pray right now. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray that on this day that there would be a listener out there in Radio Land, one of your kids, Lord, that you are wanting to get a message to their heart. And I pray that all the debris, all the satanic activity, Lord, to steal, kill, and destroy, to block, to deceive, to delay, to distract, would be bound in the name of Jesus. And I pray that that saint of God would have the pure maturity to say to the world and to the devil and to the flesh, sit back. get out, and they would secure themselves in this holy moment, Father God. And I pray that the word of God that we're going to speak over the airwaves this morning will go forth, and Lord, without any interception, without any scrambling, Lord God Almighty, in Jesus, that word into that womb of the heart and impregnate it today with this word in Jesus' name. And I thank you for the simplicity of the word of God. I thank you that we're not just speaking high-sounding ideas, high-minded ideas, but Father God, you've done something. And this is for your kids. This is for your people. And I thank you, Lord, for all who put their faith and trust in Jesus' name will be very blessed today. Again, if you're a man out there and you're male and you got chromosomes that, you know, prove it, this is not about gender. This is about your heart, a pure heart with good soil, and it's ready to receive. You know, we're coming into spring right now. This is when the garden is getting sown. It's getting prepared. It's getting, topsoil is getting in there, and they're digging it up and they're plowing it and getting the soil ready. And so we're coming out of the winter season. We're moving into the spring season, and your heart is the garden of the Lord. That is scriptural. Your heart is like a garden. That's why he talks about the soils of the heart. So right now, let the good soil of your heart open itself to receive in Jesus' name. Are you ready for this? Are you ready for this? I mean, this is amazing stuff. And again, it's just one side of the coin. We're going to flip the coin over in just a little bit, but let us begin. And I want to tell you this story. I want to read to you out of 1 Samuel chapter 1 about a woman that I know you've heard of. Her name is Hannah. Her name is Hannah. And Hannah had a problem. You remember her problem? Hannah could not conceive. She could not produce offspring. And her friends mocked her, right? That's where the story basically is. Now, her husband's name is Elkanah. And I would take the time to read it's only seven verses. Why not? So let's just begin in 1 Samuel chapter 1, what the heck? Let's go right to the beginning, and here's what it says in verse 1. Now, there was a certain man of Ramathaim, Zophim. If you're just tuning in right now, you need to know what's ready to happen is a miraculous moment. Open your heart to hear the word of God. His name was Elkanah, the son of Jeroham, the son of Elihu, the son of Tohu, the son of Zuth, an Ephrathite. All right, so here we have an Ephrathite. His name is Elkanah, and he had two wives. The name of the one was Hannah, and the name of the other was Peninnah. And Peninnah had children, but Hannah had no child. And this man went up out of his city yearly to worship and to sacrifice unto the Lord of hosts in Shiloh. And the two sons of Eli, Hophni and Phinehas, the priest of the Lord, were there. And when the time was that Elkanah offered, he gave to Peninnah, his wife, all her sons and her daughters portions or gifts. But unto Hannah he gave a worthy portion, for he loved Hannah. So he's giving gifts to Peninnah and to the kids, but he gives a worthy portion to Hannah, for he loved Hannah. But the Lord had shut up her womb, and her adversary also provoked her sore, for to make her fret, because the Lord had shut up her womb. And as he did so year by year, when she went up to the house of the Lord, so she provoked her, therefore she wept and did not eat. So you're getting the scene here, right? You've heard the story, right? Here's a womb of a woman who has been shut up. The man that loves her, her husband, Elkanah, gave her a worthy portion. He loves her, but yet she cannot conceive. Hannah is in distress. She's sad. She's sorrowful because she can't produce and her enemy, her adversary, is mocking her. Verse 8, then said Elkanah, her husband, to her, Hannah, why weepest thou? And why eatest thou not? And why is thy heart grieved? Am not I better to thee than 10 sons? I mean, Elkanah loved her so much, and he's saying, why are you bummed out about not having kids? I love you so much. You don't need any kids. I'm better to you than 10 sons would be. And it says in verse 9, so Hannah rose up after they had eaten in Shiloh and after they had drunk. Now, Eli the priest, so he encouraged his wife. Now, Eli the priest sat upon a seat by a post of the temple of the Lord. This is Eli the priest. And she was in bitterness of soul, Hannah, and prayed unto the Lord and wept sore. And she vowed a vow and said, O Lord of hosts, if thou will indeed look on the affliction of thine handmaid and remember me and not forget thine handmaid, but will give unto thine handmaid a man-child, then I will give him unto the Lord all the days of his life, and there shall no razor come upon his head. Well, it came to pass in verse 12, as she continued praying before the Lord, that Eli marked her mouth. Now, Hannah, she spoke in her heart, only her lips moved, but her voice was not heard. I want you to know there's a mystery right there. There's a secret right there. She was praying all those words we just read, but she didn't do it with her voice. She prayed them in her heart, but her lips were moving. So, of course, Eli, going on in the story, thought she had been drunk. And Eli said unto her, how long will you be drunken? Put away your wine from thee. And Hannah answered and said, no, my Lord. I am a woman of sorrowful spirit. I have drunk neither wine nor strong drink, but have poured out my soul before the Lord. Count not thine handmaid for a daughter of Belial, for out of the abundance of my complaint and grief have I spoken hitherto. Well, then Eli answered and said, go in peace, and the God of Israel grant thee thy petition that thou hast asked of him. Let me repeat, the God of Israel grant thee thy petition that thou hast asked of him. And he said, let thine handmaid find grace in thy sight. And she said, let thine handmaid find grace in thy sight. So the woman went her way. She did eat, and her countenance was no more sad. And they rose up in the morning early, worshiped before the Lord, and returned, and came to their house to Ramah. So now she's back, and she and Elkanah, and it goes on and says, Elkanah, when they got home, knew, had intimacy, Hannah, his wife, and the Lord remembered her. Wherefore, it came to pass, get ready for the miraculous moment, the mystery, it came to pass that that time was come about after Hannah had conceived. Hannah conceived that she bare a son and called his name Samuel, saying, because I have asked him of the Lord. Verse 21. The man Elkanah and all his house went up to offer unto the Lord the yearly sacrifice and his vow. So things are changing. She's conceiving. She's receiving the petition of her heart. The child is growing up. It's time for them to go worship again. And this time Elkanah and all his house went up to offer unto the Lord the yearly sacrifice and his vow. But Hannah went not up, for she said unto her husband, I will not go up until the child be weaned, and then I will bring him that he may appear before the Lord and there abide forever. And Elkanah, her husband, said unto her, do what seemeth thee good. Tarry until thou have weaned him. Only the Lord establish his word. So the woman abode and gave her son suck until she weaned him. And when she had weaned him, she took him up with her, with three bullocks, one ephah of flour, and a bottle of wine, and brought him unto the house of the Lord in Shiloh. And the child was young. And they slew a bullock and brought the child to Eli. And she said, O my Lord, as thy soul liveth, my Lord, I am the woman that stood by thee here, praying unto the Lord. For this child I prayed, and the Lord hath given me my petition, which I asked of him. Therefore also I have lent him to the Lord. As long as he lives, he shall be lent to the Lord. And he worshiped the Lord there. Now listen to verse 1 of chapter 2. Hannah prayed and said, "My heart rejoices in the Lord. My horn is exalted in the Lord. My mouth is enlarged over my enemies because I rejoice in thy salvation. There is none holy as the Lord, for there is none beside thee, neither is there any rock like our God. Oh, talk no more so exceedingly proudly. Let not arrogancy come out of your mouth, for the Lord is a God of knowledge, and by him actions are weighed." And I could go on and on and on with that glorious prayer. But let's get to some special place here. I woke up this morning, and after I had prayed to the Lord, "God, there's got to be something that we can give to your people so that this will envelop, it will grow, it will increase, it will multiply, something hidden, something that needs to be revealed." And I know these other things are going on. We're going to share them and talk about them. But when I read this, my Bible was actually open to the page because I had some paper shoved in there, and I was trying to get the paper out, and it was in this page. And so as I'm reading this, the whole thing is about a woman who's making a petition. She's making a request. She's praying. She's asking for the Lord to do something about her condition, which she had had for such a long time. And as I'm looking at this, I'm thinking, wait a second. This is complementary to what Patricia and I were studying. And what was it? Well, from John chapter 13 to John chapter 17, I want to read to you what Patricia and I noted. Patricia and I actually noted these things as we were reading. Let me just read in John chapter 14, verse 13. John 14, 13, and then we're going to share the mystery. John 14, 13, "And whatsoever," this is Jesus, this is all Jesus, "and whatsoever you shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son." Verse 14, "If you shall ask anything in my name, I will do it." John chapter 15, verse 7, "If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you." John 15, verse 16, "You have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you that you should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatsoever you shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it you." John chapter 16, beginning in verse 23, "And in that day," Jesus said, "you shall ask me nothing. Verily, verily, I say unto you, whatsoever you shall ask the Father in my name, he will give it to you." Verse 24 of John 16, "Hitherto," said Jesus, "have you asked nothing in my name? Ask, and you shall receive, that your joy may be full." And then John 16, 26, "At that day, you shall ask in my name, and I say not unto you that I will pray the Father for you, because the Father already knows," right? So Patricia and I were laying on bed, resting together, reading John chapter 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, and by the time I got to chapter 17, I think she was sound asleep, but before that came, we continued to note to one another how many times Jesus kept saying, "Ask, ask, 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 and you shall receive," right? But here's the mystery. Are you ready for this? Are you prepared for this? Hannah prayed to conceive. She was desperate for a man child. It had so much to do with her life. She prayed in the bitterness of soul. It was a deep desire, not a casual request. The priest of the Lord saw that, spoke a prophetic word. "This time next year, you're going to have your son." It was all in the timing. I'm going to tell you something about a miracle. What is a miracle? Miracles are these supernatural things that happen, but I want to tell you what really creates a miracle is when something of God happens, and it's all in the timing. It's all in the timing. Timing is everything, okay? God can give you something, but it won't nearly mean as much as that when you've asked particularly, and then there's a timing connected, and it happens. You go, oh, my gosh, I just, right? So there's a lot to do with timing when it comes to miracles. Now, we're talking about the pregnancy, about your heart right now, the good soil of your heart, the womb. Your womb is just kind of is ready. It's ready, the timing. Now, it's interesting that we are in the spring of 2019. It is very interesting that today is April 2nd, 2019. This is no fool's joke that we're talking about here. This is the Word of God. So April 2nd, and I think that's why God probably waited till today to share these things. We're in springtime. Okay, and we are 17 days away from Passover. Now, I want you to note something. John chapter 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, and on are all within the context leading up to Passover. And I believe that God has said, through the Gospels, through Hannah, that this is your moment. As a matter of fact, I wrote to a dear friend, and he had texted me about something, and I wrote back a text, and I want to share it with you. I told him this morning, he shared something with me that I'm going to share with you, and I said to him, let your petition be known before God right now, for this is a moment of conception. Sow your prayer and reap the blessing of petition granted. My friend wrote me back and said, love it, I'm on it, and receive it. I said, yes, it is a miraculous moment, like when a woman's womb is prepared to receive. And then I wrote these words, this is a moment of conception. Sow your request and make your petition before the Lord of glory in Jesus' name right now, and you shall receive your petition, your request, granted. Now listen, how many times have you set out to petition something or seek the favor of something? You wrote a letter and it was rejected. You wrote a letter, it was rejected. You wrote a letter, it was rejected. But through your persistence, you finally got a petition granted. You've got your request granted. And I'm telling you, I don't care how long you've been praying. I don't care what you've been saying, how long you've been saying, oh, Lord, I pray for this. I pray for that. You are right now stepped into a miraculous moment. And right now is the conception moment. And according to Hannah, it was a year later that she's producing, she's bringing forth offspring. I'm telling you now to make your request known to God, for the Lord is saying, now is the moment. Now make your request known unto God. What is it that you are requesting of the Lord? What is your deep desire from God in heaven? This is the moment. The thought I wrote again throughout the Gospel of John, Jesus states, and let me say something. There are people out there right now that we've been talking about the moment of transition. Have I not been? So we've been talking about this transition moment that's going on all over the world, and we talked about it yesterday. What does transition mean? What does this mean? I know people everywhere that are in transition. There are people right now wondering. I just had friends from California come out. Are we to stay or are we to go? I've got people looking. Should we move? Should we not move? I've got people everywhere. We're with people that know there's some movement. There's a change coming. There's transition coming, right? Well, make your request known to God right now. That's it. See, I told you it was simple. Profound, but simple. Let your petition, let your request be made known unto God right now with your open heart. And he, I'm telling you, it's going to be sown into the womb of your heart. It's going to be answered right now. You know how Eli spoke to her? I'm speaking to you. And I'm not calling myself anything. I just know what God gave me. I know who I am in Christ. And I know right now that as you are making your request before God, in that intimacy, in that passion, in that desire, in the bitterness of soul sometimes, maybe it's for salvation of somebody, who knows what your petition is. But I'm telling you to make it right now. And then I wrote here, throughout the Gospel of John, Jesus states again and again that the disciples were to ask for anything and God would grant their request. The timing of these passages was during the Passover season leading up to it. We're there right now. We are there. Good morning, Patricia Joy. How are you this morning? And what's on your heart and mind?
I am so very excited for the download of God's wisdom in your heart. It is just amazing. It is not as though we haven't heard these scriptures before, but I think they get buried underneath the burdens of life. And you have been called to resurrect God's word at a time where I think people are crying out to the Lord with all their heart. I know personally they are. Some are very sick and they really need a miracle. They need God to heal them and they must never stop. They must cry out to Him. I know people who are so deeply concerned about their children right now because they're going in the way of Baal and they are crying out to the Lord. And your word today says, don't stop crying out, because when you cry out to God for their life, for your seed, what is happening is you are presenting them before the throne of God and you are offering them to Him. And He's going to answer as Hannah did, offering her prayers to Him. Your child will also be a gift to God soon as that miracle takes place. Don't give up.
And Patricia, Hannah had had this condition for a long time. And I know that there are people out there that have been praying for a long time. And then even the devil came along and said, yeah, well, you've been praying. There's no answer. There's no results. This is the time. Impregnate your heart with the word of God right now. Let the good soil of your heart receive by faith. Not just casually, not just lackadaisically, not lazy. Bring the word of God and begin to make your request. Cry out to God wherever you are. Nobody could hear you. Nobody could hear you. And if you're in agreement with somebody that's next to you, then get into agreement and start to make the prayer request. Patricia, this is it. I know this is the Lord.
It is the Lord. I was just speaking with somebody the day before yesterday about a chronic sickness they have that doesn't want to break. And I told them, don't stop praying. Don't stop believing. Get your heart out there before God. We have to understand that it is not just faith in what we want. It's faith in the name of Jesus Christ that makes it so. In that name, Peter and Paul cast out demons. In that name, Jesus Christ Himself raised the dead. It is faith in that glorious, wonderful, incredible name, Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ. And that is where the power is, because that is where the Holy Spirit is released, in that name. But you must have faith in that name.
And Patricia, Eli was the priest of the Lord in that generation, but we have a high priest and his name is Jesus. And it is Jesus, our high priest, that is confirming the word to you. And again, the miraculous reality is in the timing, that it was during the time of Passover, as Jesus was marching towards that moment of Passover where he would be sacrificed, that he was laying forth this information to the disciples. Ask, ask, ask. I'm telling you, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 times he's telling them, ask, just when that little tiny part of scripture. We know the rest of the word of God, but it's the timing. This is the season. It is spring. Get your heart clean. House cleaning, spring cleaning. Get out the dross, get out the drab, get out the doubt, get out the fear, get out all that stuff, and let your request be known to God. What is it that you need? Do you need to get out of debt? Do you need a financial blessing? Do you need relationship healing? Do you need family salvation? What do you need? Do you need healing? What do you need? Now is the time to make your request known to God, and then let that seed get into your womb and let it insulate it, let it swallow it up, let it grab it so that it will produce fruit in the days ahead. A year later, she received the promise. And isn't it interesting? In 2019, the year 5999, in just about 5 days, and then 1 year later, can you see the promises of God fulfilled in the year 2020, the year 6000? Come on, Patricia.
Yes.
Maybe I'm a little bit too excited. This is absolutely revelatory, and I'm so glad to be able to share it with the body of Christ today. This is wonderful, and I want to see you prosper. I want to see your prayers answered. I don't care what your trouble is. Make your request to God now, knowing that what you are asking, you are going to receive.
You know, I think what is happening right now, it is the proper understanding of not only the name of our Lord Jesus Christ and the power within that name, but his position as a high priest. And I don't think we talk much about that, the purpose for his position, his faithfulness in that position. And so let's look at the details of his position as a high priest, understanding that Jesus Christ's role will allow us to better understand the scriptures, better understand salvation, and better understand how he is our savior. His position as a high priest for our life makes all the difference in the world. That's why we must have faith in that name, because that name represents the high priest of the heavenlies, of the universe, of all things. And we must begin to see him as that. Revealing Christ as the perfect high priest is a central theme of what we need to know right now, what God is doing. And so since we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, the Bible tells us, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our confession. And Pastor Vincent, isn't that what you're talking about right now? Hold fast our confession as Hannah did, the confession that he is our help in time of need. For we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weakness, but one who is every respect has been tempted as we have been tempted, and yet without sin. So let us then with confidence, you heard the cry of Pastor Vincent, with confidence draw near to the throne of grace that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need. For every high priest chosen from among men is appointed to act on our behalf of men in relationship to God to offer gifts and sacrifices for sin. So he can deal gently and yet greatly with the ignorance and wayward ways of our children. He himself can take care of our weaknesses, our sickness. He himself can take care of our financial need. He himself takes our sin. And yesterday we talked about, or the day before, that we need not sin anymore because sin has been covered by the high priest, Jesus Christ. We need not come as sinners anymore. It's been taken away. We do not need to sin anymore. We had presented that, and now I understand even more for that reason, that Jesus Christ, our high priest, who paid the price for our sin, is ready to establish us and give us our heart's desire and answer our prayers without fail in his name. It's in that name.
Well, hallelujah. And that is great, great ministry. I want you to know what's happening right now. We have been in union together right now, saints. You, we, and the Spirit of God, we are in union. And Elkanah, you have to go back to Elkanah right now. And Elkanah means possessed by God, by the way. And Elkanah loves his wife, Hannah, more than any other. He loves her. He's not despising her because she's not giving him what he wants. He loves her for her. And you know that this man just loved her. Didn't matter whether she conceived or not. He just loved her. And yet her desire was to bring forth a man-child. Her desire was there. And do you know Hannah? Her name means grace and mercy. Hannah means grace. Elkanah is a type and shadow of Jesus Christ. He is your compassionate husband. He loves you. But when he went home with Hannah, he made love to her with passion. He had such passion. And I could sense right now the Spirit of the Lord passionately wanting to love you, wanting to enter into the womb of your heart to bring forth that seed that will produce that promise, that request, that petition that you have made.
I'll tell you, it is a cry of God's heart. And, you know, even in the days when Jesus Christ in his flesh walked the face of the earth, he offered up prayers in supplication with loud cries and tears, and to him who was able to save him from death. And he was heard because of his reverence. Although he was a son, as we are sons, he learned obedience through what he suffered, and being made perfect, which we are being made as we go from glory to glory, he became the source of eternal salvation to all who obey him, being designated by God as a high priest after the order of Melchizedek. How incredible.
It's all incredible. It's so rich. I could see people right now in the spirit. I, honest to God, I could see people and I could see them. They're beginning to stand up. They're raising their hands. They're shouting out. Even in their tiredness, even in their older age, there are people that are making a request known unto God. They are poured it out. Keep going. Don't be light about it. Don't just be casual about it. Let your request be made known unto God. I made seven of them this morning. I will not cease to make my request before the Lord. And I am requesting right now that somebody out there is going to bring forth a miracle of this moment within a period of time. It doesn't have to be a year. It doesn't. There's no mandate on how much time it's going to take for the promise of God to fulfill your prayer request. It doesn't take a year. It could take a day. It could happen in an hour. It could happen in a week, a month. It doesn't matter. Just get it out there. Let your request, because your high priest is watching you right now. He's hearing you in your heart. Your high priest, Yeshua, is watching you. He's watching you. He's listening. And I'm telling you, it's the time. It's the miracle. It's the season. Praise the living God. I think we made our point this morning in that area. Patricia, what do you think?
I know. I'm really taken in by this. I know the cry on so many people's hearts, and they are looking at me like, why isn't God answering? He is. He is answering. He wants your heart to be so filled with faith, so filled with love for him. You know, sin is a cosmic treason. Sin is treason against a perfectly pure, sovereign God. And, you know, we have to understand that when we doubt that he will, we're in sin. That which is not faith is sin.
Here's the interesting thing about Hannah, Patricia, and you're right on with what you just said. Here's the interesting thing. Can you imagine this woman? She's making her request, right? That's all she's doing. She's making her request. And she's not requesting something impossible. I mean, all women have a desire to bring forth offspring, right? All women can have a baby. That's nothing miraculous. That's not miraculous to have a baby. And yet for her, of all the things she could be asking for, this was the desire of her heart. Didn't matter that every other woman was having a baby. She wanted a baby. So it doesn't matter what everybody else has or has experienced. And you, dear saint of God, you cannot at this moment afford yourself to be embarrassed before the Lord with what you're asking for, to get into all that mental reasoning. Oh, should I ask for that? Remember when God came to Solomon, he said, what do you want? And Solomon said, well, I want to have wisdom as a king. And God said, well, because you didn't ask for this and you didn't ask for that, and you didn't ask for the other thing, I'm going to give you that and I'm going to give you everything else. So we look at that and go, okay, so I always have to ask God for wisdom and so on and so forth. Yes, But she didn't ask that. You know why? Because in that story, it said that God is a God of knowledge. And God has knowledge of your condition. He knows what you are desiring. And maybe it's different from just having a need. Maybe this is something that you desire. Desire. Maybe you don't want to sweat by the brow anymore under the curse of Adam when it comes to working. Maybe you want, maybe who knows what it is? It is a desire, and that desire has been silent, and but yet you've been going over it. Now is the time.
Okay, there is something that I would like to present in all of this to help us to get to the point place where we truly, honestly believe that God will answer our prayers, and that is forgiveness. Before you go before God and cry out for your heart's desire, what you have been asking Him for maybe years and years and years, be sure your heart is clean. Be sure that you ask for forgiveness for yourself in every manner and way that the Holy Spirit will reveal it to you. And then maybe also forgiveness for those who have offended you, which is so very important. When Hannah went before God, her lips were moving. She was speaking to Him from the depths of her heart. She was asking Him for benefit. And when you do, when you ask for benefit, your heart needs to be pure of unforgiveness. Make this a reality. Make this a standard. Make this a commitment.
And Patricia, you wonder, when Jesus was in His last days upon the earth leading up to Passover, and He kept on telling those disciples over and over again, make your request known, make your petition known, ask Me for anything you want. You wonder what was in them. Because earlier, you know, Peter was saying, Lord, we've left all to follow You. And the Lord said to him, well, okay, whatever you left, you're going to get back a hundredfold and in the world to come eternal life, but you're going to have it with persecution and tribulation. So there was something in Peter's heart that he wanted to know, what are we getting for this, right? So he may have been embarrassed by that. He may have been ashamed by that kind of thinking, like, what am I going to get from this? But the Lord wanted him to know, you know what, don't be ashamed. I'm telling you, whatever you are asking for, you could ask Me. Now, what did they ask Him for? What could they possibly want? A bigger fishing business? You know, another kid? The next door neighbor getting saved? Their grandson getting saved? You know, what was really important to them? And I think this is what God is saying, that maybe we need to just search our heart. But I think people have been praying for for such a long time. They've been carrying it. And now it's so important at this moment to make that request known unto God.
Well, I agree with you, but I do think there is an important aspect in this whole understanding of getting what God says you could have. Ask in My name. He was talking to the people of Israel who have received Him as a personal Savior. And the sacrifice that He made gave us access to God the Father. That's how He became our high priest. He became our high priest when He shed His blood for us and gave us access to God. Now, the high priest and the sacrificial system is the whole concept and idea of being brought before a great and mighty Father, a great and mighty God, through the high priest who made the sacrifice for you and I, that we may be cleansed of all unrighteousness. And again, cry out to this high priest. He will honor you. He will bless you. But be sure that you are coming to Him with forgiveness in your heart, and there is none that you keep captured in unforgiveness.
Now, Patricia, while you're talking, I am seeing in the spirit that it's not just things that we're asking for. Maybe somebody out there has been through a bitter divorce. Now, I happen to know a few friends throughout the country who have gone through the most hellacious, bitter divorces. I know men who were once serving as pastors in congregations throughout the United States who went through a divorce that wrecked. I mean, you talk about shipwrecking. They were wrecked. They were broken. Everything was lost. And they went through such a time of bitterness. And I want you to know God is a God of restoration. Maybe there's a continual sin in your life that you haven't been able to get deliverance from. Make the request now. You've cried out to God year after year. God, deliver me from this. Set me free from this. Cry out now. It's going to happen. Every request that you make before the Lord right now, it's a matter of time before you're going to see your petition granted. Now, Patricia, we want to shift for just a moment, I think. Unless, what do you think? You think we're on track? You want to stay here?
No, whatever the Spirit of God wants, this is where the most joy comes in.
Yeah, exactly.
So we want to be wherever the Holy Spirit is presenting himself in the glory of God.
You know, kids go year after year and sit on some guy's red and white suit called Santa Claus, and, you know, they're supposed to tell them what they want for Christmas, right? Well, this is better than that. This is dealing with the eternal part of your spirit, soul, your body, you know, whatever it is that God, and again, you have to trust the Lord right now. You have to trust him that this is a miraculous moment. It's a divine moment. It's part of the blessing of you tuning into this particular broadcast this morning that God wants to share with you. You know why? Because he loves you. And with all the other stuff going on in the world, he needs to communicate his heart to you. And he's saying, I love you. Now, Elkanah loved Hannah. He loved her, but, you know, and it was his seed that pregnated her, but God made it come to pass, right? So the Lord loves you. He's wanting to inspire you. He's wanting to encourage you. He's wanting to produce in you your request. Go ahead.
So what may be that we need to look into this morning together is looking how Jesus is the fulfillment of what was seen in the priesthood and the sacrificial system and what it means for us today. And this is where we're speaking. You see, there is a passage that God has called us to today to understand the greatness of his priesthood, to understand the greatness of answering prayer, because he made it known on this earth when he walked the face of the earth that we should call out to him for prayer.
Patricia, I'm thinking about Hannah again, and this is a mystery. We're just being led by the Holy Spirit right now, folks. We're not reading notes at this point. Hannah was making a request having to do with her own self. You notice she didn't go to Elkanah and say, Elkanah, I want to get pregnant, and you're the guy that's going to make it happen. You're my husband. No, she did not look at men. You cannot look to your left or your right and expect somebody else to do this for you. This is between you and God. And God is there. God is able. There is nothing impossible with God. And when Jesus said you could ask God anything in my name, he's going to do it. You need to ask God. You need to cry out and have desperation in your heart for whatever it is that you're wanting, and not think that the person next to you is going to be the, you know, the one that says, okay, it's done. No, they may be the vessel through which God is going to use, like Elkanah. He had been making love to his wife for a long time, but the miraculous moment within the season came that he went in under her and she conceived because the prayer had been granted by the priest. Jesus is your high priest. He's saying yes and amen to you right now, to that request of your heart. It is something personal within you. You know, I know we want to be good and say, well, I want my son saved. I want my daughter saved. No, this is something about you, something in your life that's going to accelerate you into the eternal purpose of God. There's a desire that God has put on the inside of you. He says that we, even our desire to do good, God put in there. And when he gives us the desire of our heart, the real meaning behind that is that God actually puts a desire in us so that we can desire it. So there's something about your life that God wants to do in you.
We need to begin to expect an answer to our prayer.
Yeah.
That expectation Hannah had, she would not let go. She was going to pray until she received her answer. And what is the definition of this expectation? It's endurance. It's endurance. My goodness, endurance came forth again.
Amen. There's that enduring prayer. We got a call coming in this morning. 941 is on the air. Good morning. I think this is Danny. How are you today, sir?
I'm doing blessed, sir. I'm blessed with the Lord, highly favored. Hallelujah. And may the name of Jesus Christ be exalted. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Amen.
How you doing?
Amen. Oh, man, I'm excited.
I'm excited. That's good. Good. Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, I want to agree with you. And I think it's really good that you encourage people to ask in Jesus' name, and he said whatever we ask, he would do it, and that's really good, and that's right, that's good, and I just want to agree with you, and also I wanted to comment that if we could only imagine the richness of his ability to provide, if we only knew God and his awesome splendor, the creator of the universe, how much is at his disposal, that we would ask more boldly, that we would come confidently, that we would come in Jesus' name, knowing that he hears us. The Lord is well able to meet all our needs. Amen.
Amen.
And so that's just the confidence we have in Christ. And that's in war, that's in government, that's in personal households, that's in family, anything. The Lord is able. And I just don't know if this is good, but I want to try to give an illustration. If I had a cupboard full of food, I don't have children, but I have a nephew that comes over. If my nephew wanted something out of the cupboard, I'm not falling off my chair to think, oh, I'm going to eat what I'm going to get to eat. I'll go in there and take what I want. But my nephew has to press his plea with me, and there's probably nothing in that kitchen, even though I would say no at first. There's nothing. If he pressed his plea in the right way, I don't think I would neglect to give him whatever he asked that's in my kitchen. It reminds me of the woman who Jesus ignored, and then you know the story how she pressed her plea. She was persistent, and Jesus said she had mighty faith. He called her a dog, and she came back with a response that impressed Jesus. And it's the intercession of the saint that breaks the stronghold. And like your wife said, to endure and not give up, just to keep going. And the Lord is ready and today to meet your need if you ask. And stand on his promise. Hallelujah. I just like to agree with you, brother. And I enjoy your show.
Well, I am so pleased, Danny, to hear this. Because the Holy Spirit spoke this through you in such an incredible way and manner. You're hearing his voice. There's no doubt in my heart. And one of the things that I am in agreement with you is that even in the midst of our pain, you see, he's already prepared everything for us. And even in the midst of our pain, if we can press on, praying, standing on his word, believing his promises, we will see his goodness bring us to a better place. As you said, he can't deny us. We're not. And it's what a glorious way this morning to open up the day. Well, at least it is here where we are. And so I praise God for your call. It did confirm everything.
Amen, Patricia. We have just simply run out of time, and I was impressed with the comment, pressed his plea, and that's what God is saying to you and I. Continue to press in, pray, get that place going. You know, it's the second day of April, and I really... this, but we sure could use our coffers filled up here on the Omega Radio Network. And if you're interested in supplying a gift to this ministry to make sure that our bills are paid, we would appreciate it, whatever God puts in your heart. And so maybe we could seal the deal that way. We want to say praise God. And it is a time, ladies and gentlemen, every single word we spoke here today, I believe it with all of my heart. I know you do. I know Patricia does. We are in agreement. And Father, we want to thank you personally, Lord, that you're going to do it. And maybe there's someone out there, you just don't know how to formulate it. You don't know exactly what that desire is, but it's there. Lord Jesus, Holy Spirit, would you please formulate that so that the request can come out with purity before you, because you know it's coming from a good heart. I thank you for the testimonies we're going to hear in the days ahead. And Lord, we thank you for your blessing today. Be safe. Keep your head up. And I was going to read to you about a travel ban in Paris, France, but we'll do that another day. We are simply out of time, Patricia. God bless you. And we just have to go.
Okay. Thank you, Denny, for your call. God bless you.
Amen to that. Shalom. Get back over to that wonderful place on Blog Talk Radio, not Blog Talk Radio, Omega Radio. It's on right now. God bless.